Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'nishmas Bari Yoel and Rav Yonah and the Refuas of Mordechai David Ben Leah and the Refuas of Mordechai David Reb David Henoch Mordechai Ben Frida Simcha. So Shachol Yisrael. In the Mishnah Yuma Daf Choches Amad Aleph, it says that the Mamuna said, the appointed one said, go and see if the time of Shechita came. So if it did, then the Roa says, Barkai, it's light. Matasya ben Shmuel says, he says, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. And why is that? Why do you have to say Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach? Because one time, the Mishnah relates, they saw the light of the moon, and they thought that it was already morning, and they shechted the tamid, and then they had to burn it. So it's the base of Sreifa when they understood that it was shechted at night. So memela, you need to have a later time of Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Rashi in Dibur Maschil's Man Shechita writes that Shechita's tamid is psula balayla. We learn from the pasuk of B'yom Zivchachem. But Rabbeinu Chananel in Chavtes Amar Aleph says you learn from the pasuk of as the Kevus HaChata said, Baboker. And therefore, if it's shechted at night, it's possible. But Rabbi Nachmanel seems schwer, because in Megillah Chafam at Beis, we learn that Shechitas Kol HaKachim is Tzul B'Layla, because it's B'Yom Zivchachem. So why did Rabbi Nachmanel have to come onto the special Yalfusa of Baboker to teach us that it has to be done by day, and not just say the regular pasuk of B'Yom Zivchachem? And this kash was already asked by Rav David Rappaport in the Mikdash David, Siman Lamed Beis Ozhei, the Britz Gerov, in his Chedushim HaMaseches Yuma, explains Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel as follows, that in the Mishnah of Melchokas Tanoim, Tanakama says he would say, Barkai, it's light. Tasi ben Shmuel would say, that he would say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The Rambam, Paskins, in Perak Aleph, Melchus Tamidu Musaf, Melach HaBeis, like Matasi ben Shmuel, Be'emasa Yizman Shechitasam, Shel Boker, Shochten Oso Kodim Shtala Achama, Mi Sheyoyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. So it's before Nates, but the whole east has to be light. So it's a din mesuyim b'zman shechitas tamid that the zman was mishaher p'nei kol ha-mizrach, and that's not noeg b'shechitas shar karbanos and everything else that requires yom. There the time is me'alos ha-shachar, which is earlier than shiyar p'nei kol ha-mizrach, like the Rambam says in his parish of Mishnayis, the Magen Avraham, and Simon Peites, Yif Kotten Gimel. So that tamid is different is because it says baboker. And that's where Rabbeinu Chananel learned that from this pasuk, that teaches us that if it's shechted before Heir HaMizrach, it's pasul. And this pasuk is the Yisod Dino of Matasi ben Shmuel, that he required Heir Kol HaMizrach bedafka l'shechitas tamid. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel did not just learn from the pasuk of Yom Zivchachem, because there you would have said that it's beseder already if it was shechted from Alos HaShachar. But you need baboker to teach you, no, it's later, it has to already be morning, it has to be Heir HaMizrach. The Britz Gerov doesn't explain how we learn from Boker that we require Heir HaMizrach in the Sefer Chukas Hayom. In our Sugya, he brings from the Sefer Menchas Kohen in Maimar Rishon Perek Yud Beis that Boker is only B'Gemar Alos HaShachar K'Sheheir HaYom. And therefore, whenever it says Boker, Boker is K'Sheheir HaMizrach and not from Alos HaShachar. So the Britz Gerov adds that's also Shitas HaRambam, that we see as Shitas Lashon HaRambam, that Zmanu Shel Tomid Shel Shachar is Misheheir HaMizrach, and the Rambam holds, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that from the Kapasuk Baboker, as Chata said Baboker, we learn that it's not enough to have Alos HaShachar, which is day and not night, but rather we require more, we require Heir HaMizrach, that's actually Boker. So that's why the Rambam paskins. Rambam paskins mishiyar kol HaMizrach, and that would mean that necessarily goes hand in hand with the fact that you learn from baboker, because if you just learn from yom, then it's enough to have from Alos HaShachar. But at the end of his discussion there, the Britz Gerov says that the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches writes that they would shecht the carbon tamid only when they were makir sha'ala amar hashachar bevadai, that they were sure that there was Alos HaShachar already. Shema Yishchetenu Balayla, lest they shechted at night. So the Chora, this is a steer that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. There the Rambam says it's Mishiyar Pnei Kol HaMizrach, and not earlier. And here, Lagabe Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, he learned that this mano is Me'alas HaShachar. You just need a idea of Adais, She'ala HaShachar. But you don't have to wait until Heir HaMizrach. So it's Muchach that the Zman of the Tamid is Alas HaShachar and not Heir HaMizrach. And it's Lahedya in the Parish Mishnayis that the Zman of Matasi ben Shmuel, Heir HaMizrach, is later than the time of the Tanakama, Alas HaShachar. So we have to understand how the Rambam paskins in one place that the Zman of the Karban Tamid is Ba'alos HaShachar, and elsewhere the Rambam says that it's Heir HaMizrach. Or is it the earlier Alos HaShachar? You just have to be sure that it says Alos HaShachar. Or is it the later Heir HaMizrach, Mitzarachion, Ad Kan Divrei HaRav Mibrisk? Ube'emes, this stira of the Rambam already was noted by the Siach Yitzchak and the Netziv and the Merom Meisedeh, and they both answered b'signoin echod, that vade min haTorah, this man of the Karban Tamid, is me'alas HaShachar, or over the rest of the year, Chachamim were metakein that they should not shech the Tamid before Heir Kol HaMizrach, because then there is no longer any way to make a mistake b'levana, but on Yom, but that they're going to think that the moonlight is really daytime. But on Yom Kippur, they were makdim lishchoras haTamid. Why do they do it then? Earlier, mishum chul shad the kohen galda, because the weakness of the kohen galda, because there's a lot of avodas hayom, in order that they don't have to do the avodas too close together. Therefore, they let him spread it out a little bit. So even though the rest of the year you're not allowed to shecht before heir pnei kol hamizruch, nevertheless on Yom Kippur they were makdim to shecht for the reason of chul shad the kohen galda, and they shecht already when they know for sure that it is Amr HaShachar. By Bazoi Nuchos Tmidim, the Rambam was noked that Zmano Shel Kor B'Tavid is Heir HaMizrach, but Zmano Meheir HaMizrach Hu Mitakonas Chachamim V'lo Min HaTorah. That is a Takonas Chachamim to do Misheheir HaMizrach, but is not Din Torah. Min HaTorah Zmano Me'alos HaShachar. And on Yom Kippur they were ma'amid it because of the chulsha of the Kohen Gadol, I ikar din Torah, on the ikar din Torah that it's ba'alos HaShachar, and they were ma'atir to shechted immediately when they know for sure that it's alos HaShachar. Look in the Merom Meisadis, medaktik all of this from Lashon of the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayis, that Yom Kippur is different than the rest of the year, legabe shechita, that the rest of the year they made it later, sheheir p'nei kol HaMizrach, they didn't want to make any mistakes, do it at night, but by on Yom Kippur they were less choshesh for that and more choshesh for the chulsha of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is a human being also. And the Tziv writes, that's why it says in Yumach of Tesam at Aleph Bepshitus of Yom Kippur, Kiyama Barak Barkai. So you have to understand why the Gemara said that the Zman of that Krabas Tamid is Barak Barkai, in other words, Alos HaShachar, that it's light, like Rabbi Yishmael there, and not Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, like Matasya ben Shmuel, that we paskin like Matasya ben Shmuel, the Rambam in the Parish Mishnayis, and in the first parak of Tamidim Musafin. But based on what we said, it's very good, because only B'Sha'ar Yemos Hashana we paskin like Matasya ben Shmuel, that Zman HaTamid, Beheir HaMizrach, Abo B'Yom HaKippurim Tiknu Chachamim, Mishum Chulsha, the Kohen Gadol, that they shouldn't wait so long until Yor HaMizrach, rather they shech the Tamid immediately when they are sure that there already has been Amud HaShachar Barak Barkai, and therefore the Gemara in Choftes, when talking about Yom Kippur, said that the Zman HaShchita is Barak Barkai already from when you're sure that it's Alos HaShachar. Ad Kan Tochen Divrei HaNitziv. Nevertheless, we see from the Siach Yitzchak and from the Merom Meitzadeh, the Netziv, that the Zman Shchita Satamid Min HaTorah L'Shita Sarambam is Me'alos HaShachar, and the Zman of Heir Kol Pnei Kol HaMizrach that was mentioned in the Rambam Milchus Tmidim is not Mitin Torah, but rather it's Mitakonis Chachamim. And when they were Metakein, they were Metakein, but on Yom Kippur they weren't Metakein. The Zman is Me'alos HaShachar Kedin Torah, and it turns out according to this, says the Divrei Ariel, Maseches Yuma, that the Rambam and Rabbeinu Hananel are two Shitos Chalukos. The Rabbeinu Chananel learns that the Zman of Heira Mizrach B'Korban Tomid is Min HaTorah, because it says Baboker, whereas the Rambam holds that Min HaTorah Shavet Dino Shel Tomid L'Chol HaKorbanos, and we learn that more from Uyom Zivchachem, that we require that the Shechita should be Bayom V'lo Balayla, and their Kosher Min HaTorah Miyad Be'Alos HaShachar. So Rabbeinu Chananel learns Min HaTorah, it's Baboker, it's later, Sheher P'nei Kol HaMizrach. The Rambam learns Min HaTorah, according to the Derech of the Merom Esod and the Sikh Yitzchok, the Min HaTorah, it's already from Alos HaShachar. And the Zman of Heira Mizrach B'Korban Tamid is Mitakonis Chachamim, and only B'Shar Yimos Hashana, and not on Yom Kippur, as we explained. In fact, the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer, in the first parak of Ilchos Midin Musafin, holds like the later Sikh Yitzchok in Itziv, that the Zman Shchitas, the Zman of Heira Mizrach B'Tomid Shel Shachar is only Mitakonas Chacham. And the Kir Sefer writes, V'Emosei Zman Shchitas, and when's the time of the Shchita, the Tmidim Shel Boker? Shor Shel Boker Shor Chten Oso Kodim Shtala Achama Mishi Yor Pnei Kol HaMizrach Tishchita Psula B'Layla Dichsiv B'Yom Ziv Chachem. So he learns here that you know why you gotta do it when it gets light? Because of B'Yom Ziv Chachem. He doesn't mention the Alfusa of Baboker. So what's the makor that the Talmud Shel Shachar has to be Mishahera Mizrach? Because from B'Yom Ziv Chachem, all you get is that it's Pasul at night, but from Alos HaShachar it's B'Seder Gomor. So why do you have to wait? So from Dantes Gedringen that he holds, like to see a Chiyitzchok and the Netziv, that the Zman of Heira Mizrach is Nor Dirabanan, and in HaTorah Ein Achein Amei, it's Kosher Mei Alos HaShachar. And it's Chachamim who are metaken that you shouldn't shechta that early, but you should wait until Ha'iru Pnei Kol HaMizrach in order not to make a mistake Bor HaLevana, which again we said doesn't apply Yom Kippur, but the rest of the year yes. So this is all not like the Brisker Rav's Mahalach, that Zman Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach is Min HaTorah, and we learn from Baboker, no, maybe you could say that Rabbeinu Chananel, but not in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't go with that shita. The Rambam holds Min HaTorah, it's from Alos HaShachar, and it's a Takonas Chachamim to do it later. Amishaheir Pnei HaMizrach. So this is very gevaldic what we learn, and trust me, there's a lot more to say on this sugya. There is a beautiful Eben Ezel, Rabbi Zalman, there's a lot of other Torah. So, Hadron Aloch, we hope to return to this sugya in the next segment. There's more to say. And we should be Zerach Ataka Lilmo Dula Lamed, Lishmor Velasos, Ulakaim is called Divrei Salmo Tarasu Via Hava, Amen Via Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.